I have some funny audio from a root canal. Producer Mike, while he's gone.
Two words that don't normally go together, funny and root canals.
Producer Mike was on vacation last week in Florida and had some sort of problem with the tooth. I was gone too. What happened?
I don't know. I bit into something and like my filling fell out and I like cracked my back right upper tooth.
And then started chewing on his own teeth with the pizza.
Yeah, it was just horrible. And they got me into a dentist down there and the guy's like, well, you'll have to deal with it when you get back. And yeah, that's been fun. So I went to see a dentist for the first time in a long time. She's like, you need to get a root canal. So, yeah, I had to go to there yesterday. I did not want to do it. People have scared me. People have said...
Who scared you?
I have a lot of people.
I have been here. I've had seven. I'm your girl.
Yeah, but you're a professional.
Be afraid. Be very, very afraid. It's the worst thing
yes,
you have done in your life.
And everyone scared me about it.
At all.
I went to go drive there yesterday. Oh, the guy was in Chelmsford. And, like, you know, even numbers are on one side of the road and odd numbers are on the other side. Well, this wasn't on the right side. I couldn't find it. I wanted to turn around. I was in a bad mood. I didn't even want to go in. So I recorded the beginning part here of me not wanting to go in.
I'm sitting outside of the dentist's office. It is 10:29. I have to be in there at 10:30. I do not feel like entering hell just yet. I really don't have a choice. I'm not looking forward to this. I don't know what to expect. All I know is I'm not going to like it.
Truth.
So I am going in dragging and kicking, even though no one will help me or save me. This is going to suck.
Did you drive yourself?
Yes.
Oof.
It's not surgery.
Oof.
Such a drama queen.
They give you an ibuprofen and send you on your way. They gave me an ice pack to put in my cheek.
Did you get
one of those?
No. So I go into the building, I get upstairs, and I'm like, my palms are sweating, and they're so nice. They're like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, great. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're the guy that's nervous. I'm like, yeah, because I told them on the phone.
Dentists are the nicest, worst people on the planet.
Not worse.
Fact. So nice.
They get me down to the back room. They numb me up. They shoot me up with Novocaine. Then I told the guy, I don't remember his name.
Was it a big needle, and they try and hide it from you?
Yes.
Like, you can't see that thing coming.
I didn't feel it.
It's like a missile.
I told him again, I was very nervous about this. He gave me a bonus Jonas Novocaine.
I always get one extra.
A bonus Jonas.
Bonus Jonas.
And now I'm sitting in the chair after the Novocaine, and I'm contemplating it still.
Novocaine was just put in. Dentist guy seems nice. Assistant seems nice. Still not sold. This is going to be hell. My mouth was very numb. I wish they had the gas. Here we go.
And then when they prick you, it's almost like an electrical charge in your mouth.
It shouldn't be, actually. They're not doing it well if they do that.
Every dentist I've ever had.
I had so much Novocaine, I was a little nervous at first because like I couldn't swallow a little bit and like my left nostril felt numb. So now I'm like, oh my God, am I not going to be able to breathe?
That's what the bonus Jonas does for you.
Oh boy, they put the glasses on me.
They get it in a good nerve.
They put this like thing in my mouth to like latex thing cover. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to suffocate in here. And I got to tell you, I tried to put myself to sleep. Like, I tried to close my eyes. I just wanted it done. Uh-huh. I got to tell you, I didn't feel much.
Told you. And now you feel nothing.
I have a little bit of a headache.
Well, no, but your tooth doesn't hurt. And your tooth was killing you yesterday.
I mean, my wife last night could have had a fight with me. We never fight. I would have just let her win because I didn't want to talk. But I get to the car after because I couldn't record during the procedure. So I give you my little review right here of how it went.
Okay, I am now done. I am back in my car. It's over. Surprisingly, I did not feel a thing, except for my entire left side of my face is completely numb. I hope I never have to get one again, because they're expensive. But if I do, this is my guy. Not as bad as I thought. People scared me. So, A+ for this guy. Dentist did good.
Was your smile crooked?
Yeah, my left side of my face literally did not move for like hours.
It's always my favorite when you try to drink water afterwards, it just drips.
Yeah, I had some water in my car and it didn't go down well. I literally just slept the rest of the day. I took some Aleve. I just went back there. I looked the guy up after, Dr. Jack, I'll call him. He went to Harvard, so that's probably why he was so good.
Harvard Community College?
No, he went to the real Harvard. And BU.
They have a dentist school at a dental school at Harvard?
Well, unless this is a sham. I mean,
no, they're doctors. Like, to be an endodontist is more than just being a dentist. That's why you have to go to a specialist. So.
I wonder if this guy can do my ankle surgery because I did not feel a thing with him. I don't even know if he really did the procedure. I mean, I don't even know if I really had a root canal yesterday. He made it just clean my tooth and sent me on my way.
You'd know because it would still hurt. And now they can drill it with no Novocaine. It's magic.
I still have to get the the other thing there.
Yeah, you have to get it.
Yeah, I'm getting a gold one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course you are.
Playa.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.